Psochim Yerushalmi, corresponding to Psochim Bavli Daf Chof, would begin in Yerushalmi on Daf Tefem at base, 12 lines up from the foot of the page, Taman Taninan. Taman Taninan, HaBachor, She'och Zaydam, Afilu Meif, Emek Izin Meif Adam, Diri Rabbi Yehuda, Lechachom Moimim, Yakir Zubavad Shulaya, Sebay Mum, Im Osa Be Mum, Hawe Zay Loi Yishreit Alov, Rabbi Shimon Oim, Yakir Afapishu Oise Boy Mum. The Mishnah B'chayus says that Rabbi Yehuda said earlier that a bechor, a firstborn that was taken by blood congestion, even if it will die, one cannot let its blood. The Chum say that he may let it as long as he does not make a blemish. If he did make a blemish, he may not slaughter it. Rabbi Shimon says that one may let its blood even if it will make a blemish. Rabbi Abou, B'shem Rabbi Loza, Asya, Rabbi Yehuda, K'Rabbi Gamliel, D'Rabbanon, K'Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Shimon, K'Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbo, quoting Rabbi Lazar, said that Rabbi Yehuda is following the opinion of Rabbi Gamliel of the case of the first bowel. The Chacham are following Rabbi Lezer, that one is commanded to guard the Bechor, although one may not make a blemish in the process. And Rabbi Shimon, who allows making a blemish before it dies in order to make it permitted to eat, is following Rabbi Yeshua, who allowed being with Tamar the wine before it arrives in the lower wine press in order to make it permitted to eat. Tani B'Shem Rabbi Shimon, Yakiv afapishu shu miskavin laasif boy mum v'aser k'Rabbi Yeshua achaya. The Gemara asks from a brisa quoting Rabbi Shimon, one may let its blood even if his intent is to make a blemish, thereby permitting it to be eaten. This follows the other statement of Yeshua in the case of the second bowel, that one may actively be metame in order to save the chulin below. Amar Bun Bachia koimi Rabbi Zeira tipata v'kotchim shu chay v'achu yusam k'Rabbi Shimon. And Rabbi Bun answered Rabbi Zeira that brisa is discussing kodshim to which he's responsible. In such a case, Rabbi Shimon holds that it is in the possession of the owner. He may therefore blemish it even intentionally. Rabbi Abou, quoting Rabbi Shimon ben Lokish, says that the source for Rabbi Yehuda is the pasuk that says in Dvarim Perek Yud Beis pasuk Chof Dalet, you shall not eat it, you shall spill it on the ground like water. I only permitted you to spill it, its blood, means to slaughter it when the blood is not needed, or to spill all of the blood, but it is not permitted to let the blood. Heifei Rabbi Abba, Abba Mari, Achva, Rabbi Yosef, Vakziv, Afba Pesilei Mugdoshim, Kein Loisach Leinu Ala Aretz, Yishvachenu Kamayim. Abba Mari asked, even concerning animals that are possible to sacrifice, the pasuk says, you shall not eat it, you shall spill it on the ground like water. However, all agree there that its blood may be let. Amar b'chia ba'acha machshir is amris ma'amayim machshirin af hadam yehi machshir. B'chia answers that the words like water are used to teach that the blood from slaughtering will be machshir food to become tummy, just as water is machshir, so the blood is machshir. V'yabo b'shem Rabbi Yochanan shnei mikra echad mehen dorshin tam yiyeh l'rotzoin kol mum lo yiyeh boi. V'yabo, quoting Rabbi Yochanan, said that both Rabbi Shimon and the Chachamim learn it from the same pasuk in Vayikra Perek Chof Beis pasuk Chof Aleph. It will be unblemished to find favor, there will not be any blemish in it. Rabbi Shimon ayme b'shashu l'rotzoin in einat v'shai l'ten boi mum v'shashu einay l'rotzoin hata v'shai l'ten boi mum. Rabbi Shimon says that at the time when it's finding favor, there may not be a blemish, but when it's not finding favor, such as a bechor that was taken by blood congestion, there may be a blemish. The Chachamim say even if it was covered in blemishes, one may not make in it any blemish. They learn this from the extra word kol mum, any blemish. Hadnonach perk or la'ar ba'asa.